Glory.
Glory to God. Glory to God. In everything, give thanks. Because it is the will of God concerning us. Yes. So, yes, we ought to be rejoicing as children of God. I can't wear your shoes and you can't wear my shoes.
Nope.
Yeah, you know, but God give us the grace to wear our shoes ourselves. You know, but as we go through life, we need each other. As the song said, you need me, I need you. I need you to survive. We need each other to survive. You know, it is His will that all our needs be met. You are important to me, and I need you to survive. Amen. So with that, I want to welcome you all to another Bible study. Yes, we're still looking at the book of Judges, and we're zeroing in on Gideon. That's okay. Judges chapter 7. We wanted to touch chapter 7 and 8, but we won't. I don't think we'll have the time to go into chapter 8. But if we do, we will. If we can do it before 9 o'clock, we will. But if not, we're not going to rush it. We're going to take it in bits. Yes, we're going to take it in bits so we can chew on it. So we can really get something from it. We don't want to skim it through and then we don't delve into it properly. And it has no use to our current situation. So with no further ado, we welcome you. Let us pray. Lord, we love on you this evening. We thank you, mighty God, for your grace and for your mercies. We thank you that because you live, we can face today, tomorrow, and always. You hold the future. We thank you, Lord, that it is in you we live and move and have our being, because we are your offspring. We are dependent on you, mighty God. We need you more than ever. We need you more than even the very breath, the next breath of air, of oxygen in our lives. We recognize, mighty God, that we cannot do it without you, and we must have the Savior with us, because we dare not walk alone. We want to feel your presence near us. We want to walk in your glory. We want to walk with you, mighty God. We want to hear you speaking to us in times of great need. At times, mighty God, we go through some rough days, so some rough weeks. But we know, Lord, that when we have you in the battle, when we have you in the ship with us, we can smile at any storm that would come our way.
Yes, Lord. So
as we come in this format once more, give us something from your word, mighty God, that will speak to our current situation, that will speak to our life. Send your word and heal our pain, heal our diseases. Send your word and give us peace. Send your word and give us deliverance.
Word, yes, Lord.
Send your word this evening, mighty God, and meet us at the point of our very need. Hallelujah. We give ourselves away to you, mighty God, so you can use us. Let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be accepted in your sight. You are my Lord, my strength, and my Redeemer. And we all say,
amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. I am excited to share with you this evening. I don't know why this sudden excitement comes on me. Yes, I have a word. The word of the Lord, and it is tried. The word of the Lord is tried, and it is able. It is able to meet us at the very point of our need. And as we come this evening, I want Sister Allison to be checking on, see if there is anyone that has any problem logging on. logging on and stuff. You know, we can either use the password. Yes, can all, apart from using the link, we can also use the password that I sent to you and the user's ID, you know, that is in there and stuff. Yes, Sister Allison. Yes, Sister Allison. So you can post that. You can post that on the face and the WhatsApp link for those who are having problem logging on at this time. Yes, I can hear you. I can hear you very faint. Okay. Yes. Yes, so those who are having problems, just post that link. Just post it back on the WhatsApp link. So those that are having problem can just either click on or just put in the user ID, the meeting ID and the password. Amen. So Judges chapter 7.
Seven.
Yes, and I have a slide that I want to share with you so you can easily follow me. Yes, yes, so having seen Gideon called and commissioned in chapter 6 that we did last week, we now encounter the Lord's deliverance of Israel from the Midianites' oppression. And we're going to see that all through chapter 7, from 1 to 25. And Israel's confusion about the deliverance. Yes, even when Israel was delivered, they still have a little confusion in the camp in chapter 8. But we're not going to look at that tonight. We're going to look at it next week, God's willing. Yes, so after the deliverance, there was a confusion. As we move through the accounts of the judges, Israel's sin and idolatry becomes progressively worse.
Oh God.
You'd believe that after they have experienced so much of God's deliverance and so much of God's grace and mercy, they would have changed. You know, but yes. But it sounds it's different when they receive it. It's like everything turned the other way. You'd feel that they would things would get better. But things get worse. They continue to slide in a downward trend. Amen. Mm-hmm. Yes, and so so when God saves, he's careful to make clear that he has done it for us. Whenever God do something for us, we can know that this is God. Because when we look back at it, we can recognize that we ourselves could not have done it.
No.
You know, when we are weak, he's strong. Yeah. And we realize that most of the time when God saves, it doesn't take anything on our part but just to believe. You know, all it takes on our part is just to believe. Just have faith. And God will do the rest.
Yes.
You know, so when we come to know in the core of our being that God alone is our refuge and strength,
oh God,
our fear is turned into worship, and the idols in our life can finally be dislodged from our hearts. Whatever fear we face, it turns into worship, because worship removes every fear that we would encounter. You know, so we see where Israel army was too small.
Yes.
You know, yet it was too small, you know, but yet it was too big for God to use.
I get it.
Yes. Israel army was too small, yet it was too big for God to use. And as we would read the first section of chapter 7, we'll recognize. Who don't get it yet, we'll recognize what I'm saying. Many people today are all seeking the more money, the more possessions, believing that more money equals a longer life or a better lifestyle. But how many of you know, or how many of you have witnessed people that has so much money and they still die, and so much position and they still die and leave everything? It couldn't help them. It couldn't even, they could find the best doctors and still they're heading down to the grave. You know, they could find the best lawyers and still they, it couldn't help them.
Oh yes.
You know, so your possessions and money won't work. So you can think you have too much and still you have too little.
Nothing.
You know, you have nothing. Songwriter said, you know nothing until you know the love of God.
Yes.
You know,
yes.
So we're gonna read Judges chapter 7 from verse 1. From verse 1 to 3. Sister Campbell is going to be our first reader. She's going to read Judges chapter 7, 1 to 3. That's the first three verses. Sister Campbell, are you there?
Good night. Yes, sir. I'm present, sir.
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Yes, sis. That's the first three verses.
Okay. Judges 7, 1 to 3. Then Jerubbaal, that is Gideon, and all the people who were with him rose early and encamped beside the well of Herod, so that the camp of the Midianites was on the north side of them by the hill of Moreh in the valley. And the Lord said to Gideon, "The people who are with you are too many for me to give the Midianites into their hands, lest Israel claim glory for itself against me, saying, 'My own hand has saved me.' Now, therefore, proclaim in the hearing of the people, saying, 'Whoever is fearful and afraid, let him turn and depart at once from Mount Gilead.' And 22,000 of the people returned, and 10,000 remained."
Amen. Amen. Mm-hmm. So you see, the people who are with you are too many for me to use. That's what the word of God says. The Lord says, the people that are with you are too many for me to use.
Mm-hmm.
This was a great test of Gideon's faith. His army of 32,000 men was already outmatched by 135,000 Gideonites. So you see, Gideon's army only consists of 32,000 men, and they are going to fight against the Midianites that had 135,000 soldiers ready for battle. Yet God told him his army was too big, and he is to send home all who was afraid. 22,000 people went to him. 22,000 went to him, only leave 10,000 men. By this time, Gideon must be surprised at the number of men who were afraid to fight. They came, and they know that is a war is going to happen now, you know. And they still had fear in them. They still was afraid to fight. You know, and Gideon would be so downhearted at that time, knowing that all his soldiers that should have been ready for war, they returned. Even though God said, send home all who are afraid, they leave and they went to him. They are afraid. You know, if Israel had gone with the 32,000 soldiers to win the war, they would say they did it on their own strength. That's what the word of God said. You know, have you ever prayed, people of God, have you ever prayed the prayer of faith over a particular situation in the presence of an unbeliever? And when the victory comes, the unbeliever would say, this could have happened even if you didn't pray. You know, when the victory comes, they say, this could have happened, even if you didn't pray. But I want to tell you this evening, that's a lie from the pit of hell. Nothing don't just happen. We pray and God delivers. Amen. We pray and God brings the victory. Yes, so it is not by might nor by power, says the Lord of hosts. Some trust in chariots and some trust in horses, but we will remember the name of our Lord. The size does not matter to God. God is able. God is able. Amen. And so we'll continue to read verse 7. Judges chapter 7, 4 to 8. And we're going we're going to look at the water test now, because God is still reduced in the size of that army. Amen, Sister Campbell.
Okay. But the Lord said to Gideon, "The people are still too many. Bring them down to the water, and I will test them for you there. Then it will be that of whom I say to you, this one shall go with you, the same shall go with you, and of whoever I say to you, this one shall not go with you, the same shall not go." So he brought the people down to the water, and the Lord said to Gideon, "Everyone who laps from the water with his tongue as a dog laps, you shall set apart by himself. Likewise, everyone who gets down on his knees to drink, and the number of those who lapped putting their hand to their mouth was 300 men. But all the rest of the people got down on their knees to drink water. Then the Lord said to Gideon, "By the 300 men who lapped, I will save you and deliver the Midianites into your hand. Let all the other people go, every man to his place." So the people took provisions and their trumpets in their hands, and he sent away all the rest of Israel, every man to his tent, and the remain and the and retain those 300 men. Now the camp of Midian was below him in the valley.
Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. So the Lord would save Israel through Gideon and 300 warriors. 300 warriors. You know, question for you. Why does the Lord command Gideon to reduce the size of the army from 32,000 to 300 men?
Because from 32,000 to 300 men, find that maybe some of them could not withstand the fatigue and the journey and the tiredness, and maybe they would complain and defeat the purpose. So because of that, God wanted the one who were willing and able to go into battle.
Amen. 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 So another question. Can God trust you to pass the water test? the water test that Israel would have gotten from the Lord. Can God trust you to pass the water test? You know, many Christians, you know, attitude and behavior changes around food and water, you know. Many Christians' attitude and behavior change around food and water, even in the house of Almighty God. Invite them to a paid convention or anywhere food is served. Invite the Christians there. Anywhere food is served, yes, and you see a different sort of Christians.
Yes, it's true.
You see them behavior change anytime around food.
Food.
You know, first they will start by complaining that the food is cool. Mind you, know, the fundraising, you know, is the effort. Somebody make an effort and prepare the food. They complain that the food is cold. They complain that the food is not enough. The food is not enough. They complain that the food don't taste good. They make all sort of complaint. You know, this is not worth my money. My money is worth the change. Yes, they want back their money. Yes. You know, so it's a whole different kettle of fish anytime food is involved, and anytime water and food, anytime anything to go in the belly is involved. A whole a different change would take place and stuff. So the Lord would say to Gideon, they separate them. Who will lap the water like a dog? Lap the water. Those are the ones that I'm going to use. Really? And you'd realize that, you'd realize, and the ones that bend down and drink, bend down to the, put their face down in the water and drink. Don't use those. Those ones are very, they're not militant, you know, because now they turn their back to the enemy. They're not in a fighting position when they bow all the way down to the water and they're drinking from the river itself. They're not in a fighting position. But the ones that take up the water, scoop it up in their hands and hold it up and drink it from their hands, they're alert because they're observing whatever is happening around them when they do that. So those are the real warriors who is not ignorant of their surrounding. Those that know what is around them. Nothing can come up surprisingly on them. You know, so the Lord would have already reduced the army from 32,000 to 10,000. And now he's reducing it from 10,000 to 300.
Mm-hmm. So God purged the army.
Yes, he purged it to 300. So it shows us that a huge crowd sometimes can hinder the work of Almighty God. When you have a huge crowd.
Yes.
And today, this evening, when Alice and myself was reading it, I said to Alice, I can't remember. But remember when Jesus was supposed to heal somebody, somebody can heal, and him put everybody to go outside, and him only went in with the three disciples.
Yes,
Bible story, because sometimes people prevent the miracle.
That was Jairus' daughter.
Yes, doubtful Thomas and those things. I don't remember
I think it was Jairus' daughter.
Jairus' daughter. Yes.
Yes.
I was telling Alice I was talking about it.
Yes, you have to remove the doubters from there.
I think God used the mustard seed faith.
Yes.
Mustard seed faith comes in there.
Yes.
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 And you have people who would complain, just like what you said about the food. They would complain they can't endure the hardship because maybe they have to go through terrain and valleys and whatnot, and they would complain, them weary, them tired, they can't go no further.
Yes.
Yes.
And we know that God detest grumblers.
Definitely.
Grumblers can't serve the Lord.
Definitely. Lack of faith.
No.
Amen. Yeah, that's why you see many a times these mega churches, and I go to these mega churches that have a lot of people in there. You're lost, and most times you go there, and when you come out, you're not edified the way you're supposed to be. You're not fed the way you're supposed to be fed. You know, many people grow better in small groups. When you're in small groups, and that's where your calling sometimes come out to light, because then you get a time to read the word. Then you get a time to take part in devotions. You get a time to share your views. You get a time to ask questions, and you get a time to participate in the worship. You know, many a times you go to these mega churches, they don't even know your name there.
No,
they don't even know nothing about you.
You're going dry and come out dry.
Yes. Yes. You can't get to go on and you can't get to sing on the choir. You're a singer. You can't get to sing on the choir because you have to be auditioned and your voice have to be so combed.
Perfect.
Yeah, your voice have to be so combed. No loose ear can be in your voice because you're going to mash up.
No place for you. No place
you're going
to
mash up the service. There's You're going to mash up the church. So you can't get a time. No, practicing in those big mega churches. Don't bother believe you can go there, go practice. It's perfection they want from day one. It have to be fine. Everything have to be right. So you can't, you as a person, can't get to come up front and do nothing. You're not good enough to give the welcome neither. You can't even go up there go welcome. They're not going to give you the mic to do no welcome. You're going to sit in the pew and you're going to stay there. And when funeral time comes, they will bury you too.
Never to me.
You're not eloquent enough to even open in prayer. You're not eloquent enough to even open in prayer. And you're not qualified to even give the word because you're not, you have not graduated from any seminary. No, you're not no Bible school student or no seminary student. So they're not going to even give you a chance to bring the word and stuff. So
the gift
and talent that God has given unto you, is going to die with you if you remain,
in that situation,
in that type of environment. You know, if remain in that sort of environment. So, you know, so when you have many resources, wonderful resources in hand, you find you're hard to depend on God because you think you have it all. So you're not going to depend on God because you have so much in reserve and stuff. And that can lead to your downfall. You know, remember Apostle Paul. Apostle Paul would have been too strong in his own, for his own good, you know. Would have been too strong. Therefore, God brought a weakness into his life.
A thorn in the flesh, brother.
Yeah, that he could rely on God's and the Lord's strength. You know?
Yes.
2 Corinthians 12:7-10. And least you should be exalted above measure.
Yes.
The abundance of revelation. There was given to me a thorn in the flesh.
Amen.
A messenger of Satan.
To buffet me.
Least I should be exalted above measure. Complacency.
Keeping him under subjection.
Yeah, complacency. Don't bring growth, you know. When you're too complacent as a Christian, it don't bring growth. Glorify God when you're going through trials and tribulation because it's then that you're able to grow more than you were before. When you come out of those trials and tribulation, you're going to be more powerful than when you started in. You know, you grow through these. You grow through these thorns in the flesh. When you have those thorns in the flesh, it keeps you on the knee. It keeps you praying. It keeps you seeking the Lord because you know that by yourself, you cannot get out of it. You cannot do it on your own. So you learn to depend on God when you're in this thorny situation, when you're in this stormy situation.
Hallelujah.
You know, when you're going through some hell and high water, when you're going through some rejection, when you're going through some rejection and some dejection, when you're going through some pain and some mourning, that's when you continue to grow because that's when you continue to seek the Lord and you realize in that time it don't require anything physical from you. All it needs is just your obedience to Almighty God. Just obedience to Almighty God, you know, just a yes to Almighty God and he fixes stuff for you. You realize that you don't have to use your own strength because your own strength at best is very weak, you know.
It's fail you.
Yeah, it's going to fail you.
Yeah.
You know? Yes, yeah, so the Bible said, bring them down to the water and I will test them.
Amen.
I will test them. I will test them at the water.
Amen.
Yeah. This seems like it's a strange test. You know, and for them. But God knows, you know, the foolish things. Sometimes you look at some things that God is doing, you know, and you say, that don't look like it make any sense. It don't look like it make any sense. In the natural mind, it don't make any sense. But just do it. Just do it and it'll make all the sense. You remember Naaman? Naaman, when he went to Elijah?
Elijah.
Yes. Elisha, when he went down to Elisha there, and he's there now with his leper, with himself all in leprosy all over his body. And you expect that Elisha now would come out and lay hands on him. Lay hands on his dirty leprous self and plead the blood over him. Mm. But Elisha said, go tell him to go wash.
Go wash himself in Jordan.
Go wash himself. And he was so upset because he think that was stupid of Elisha to tell him that, because he expect now the man of God could come down and call on fire to burn off the leprosy of him. But Elisha just said, go tell him to go wash, man. Go wash himself in a Jordan River.
You know,
so you think that would a stupid remedy. But then somebody of faith was around him and said, suppose the man is telling you hard things to do. Maybe you'd go do the hard things. But he just tell you a simple thing. Go wash yourself.
Go wash yourself.
Mm-hmm. Yes, go wash yourself and be made whole. And he took the advice after he contemplated what was going on for a long time. He took the advice and he went down and he washed. And he came up. Each time he went down, he come up clean and clean and clean. And then it make all the sense.
Clean as a baby.
Yeah. Yeah, so... the word of God say, go down to the water. Let me show you something that can happen by the water, by the rivers of Babylon. Let me show you something that can happen down there.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Let me show you something that can happen down there. You know. Yeah. A quote from a theologian, he said, how many Christians are so fearful of the enemy that they are of no real use in this warfare, and how many of the remainder are so self-centered rather than God-centered that they find little place for effective ministry. It's like we don't want to be in any warfare. Sometimes some sickness would come up on us, or some doctor would make some diagnostic on us. And we were afraid to mention what the doctor say, because we are so afraid of the warfare. Oh, we don't want to be in the warfare.
Lord, you know? Jesus.
Yeah. So you have some sickness, they call it the big C. They don't want to say cancer because they are afraid to fight it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So they don't want to even call the name. They don't even want to identify it. They don't even want to speak the name and rebuke it in the name of Jesus. They get so fearful, you know,
Jesus.
To say certain things and stuff because they don't want to be in the warfare.
Jesus.
My Lord.
Oh, yes, Lord.
Yeah, they don't want to. They are afraid. If they lose their job or whatever they do, they don't want to even tell anybody say they lose their job because they're afraid. They don't want to mention certain like appearance of failure. You know, they don't want the warfare. They don't want the warfare. But the Christian life is built around warfare. We have to be a warfare type of Christian.
Yes.
You know, the word of God says, ever since the day of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven suffered violence. But the violent take it by force.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So sometimes our deliverance is wrapped around in one more warfare. One more fight. One more fight. You know, so by this time, the army would have reduced to 300 men from 32,000. That would represent 1% of the original size. 1% of the original size, of the proportion. That means one of the Israelites would be managing like 400 of the Midianite soldiers. One of them would be managing 400, so that one man would be responsible to kill 400.
The ratio is 1 to 4. 1 to 400.
Yes, that's how it is now. That's how it's boiled down to. So Gideon, when at that stage, Gideon could only trust in God because there was no other one to trust in. Have you ever been reduced to a place in your life that you realize that no human could help you? Only God alone can deliver.
Only God. Only God.
Only God alone can deliver. When you reduce to that point, so Gideon now take all the attention off himself or off his army. Because he know that at that stage, only God.
Only God.
Only Jesus. God can help you.
Jesus. Oh God.
Only God can Jesus. Help you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I'm not saying that it's a nice place or the most comfortable place to be in.
Rough patch.
You know, when it's not... When you lost control of the steering wheel,
oh,
and it's
Lord.
God. God is the one now that driving.
Let go and let God.
When you let go and let God, all hell break loose.
Yes.
It's as if everything that could have gone wrong is going wrong now. But he break it down to fix it up so that you can realize that it's only he's the only one.
Yes.
You know, that when you go through it, when you have gone through it and you look back at it, you could realize that it must be God. I couldn't have done it.
God. All things are possible.
And it's going to strengthen your faith. It's going to strengthen your faith to remain faithful, to remain true, because no matter what nobody else is saying, you now would need no further argument. You know, no further argument, because you know what God has done for you. You need no other plea, nothing else, because you know how God has transformed your life.
Glory to God.
You know, you alone know the value. You alone know the value that is in your alabaster box. When you break that box of ointment, when you break it, you know, you alone know how much it costs, how much it costs you. You alone know how much it costs you to be separated from your key friends. You alone know how much it costs you to separate even from some people at work or some things. You alone know what it costs to be separated from some things that you hold so dear. You alone know how much it costs you to be separated from your drinking habits.
Jesus.
You alone know how much it costs you to be separated from your gambling habits.
Yes.
And all your reveling. You alone know how much it costs you. So when you break that alabaster box before Almighty God, you alone know what was in there. You alone know what was in your alabaster box. No one there the night when he saved you, when he rescued you, when he pulled you up, when he removed you from your fears and your doubts. So when you step out, and all of that happened in the secret place of the Most High, you know. All of that happened in the secret place of the Most High. All of that happened when you were alone with God. So now when you step out on the road, wherever you go, you step out with boldness, because you know in whom you believe. You know that you are persuaded that he's able to keep that which you have committed unto him against that day. You know, you know every fiber of your being, and you can speak. You can speak with authority, because you know that you are not your own. You belong to Jesus, and you know what he has done for you. So Gideon is left by himself now with 300 men to fight against 135,000 Midianites with only 300 men.
Yes.
But my God,
my
God is going to come. My God is going to come in, and he's going to, you know, when God is in control, you know, as I said before, your effort and my effort is useless. When God come in, the battle is already won.
Hallelujah.
Meaning,
you know, when King Jehoshaphat saw the army coming in on him, and he realized that he was outnumbered and everything, he said, "We don't know what to do, but our eyes is upon you." So when we have reached that place in our faith, when we can say, "Lord, we don't know what to do, but our eyes is on you.
Know.
Our eyes is on you, because we know that you are about to do something. When you are weak, then God is strong. When you are strong, then you do. It's as if you don't need no God in your life. So you need to be at that place where Gideon found himself with 300 men, with a whole army, well harmed to their teeth. 135,000 soldiers, harmed to their teeth, their teeth, and you see how wicked they were. You remember in chapter 6, the Israelites have to be hiding from those men. They have to be digging holes, living right. like ants and rats in caves and all sort of something. Because the Midianites turn them into poverty. They take everything where them sow. Midianites come reap it and nyam off everything where them have.
Yeah, eat everything.
Yeah, rubber, nyam off everything that they had. They had nothing leave. They not even could buy any weapons.
Yes.
They not even could buy any weapons to defend themselves.
Impoverished, you know? Jesus.
Yes, but when God speak a word into your spirit.
When God gets ready. Hallelujah.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Amen. All right, so Sister Campbell, are you with us, Sister Campbell? We are at verse 9. Yes, down to verse 11.
Thank you, Jesus.
Yes, yes sir. Jesus. It happened on the same night that the Lord said to him, "Arise, go down against the camp, for I have delivered it into your hand. But if you are afraid to go down to the camp with Pharaoh, with Hira, your servant, and you shall hear what they say, and afterward your hands shall be strengthened to go down against the camp."
Yes.
Then he went down with his servant to the outpost of the armed men who were in the camp.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. So arise, go down against the camp. That's what God said. God wanted Gideon to find encouragement in his visit to the enemy's camp. Remember, you know, God said he giving him the victory, he giving him the men, going to be the hand. Even from chapter 6, he said, "You're going to strike them down as you're striking down one man." You remember? Who remember that?
Yeah,
in chapter 6, he said, "You're going to strike down the Midianites as if you're striking down one man." You know, and all that, God has been speaking to the gentleman. God has been speaking to Gideon. God has been telling him that he got it. And Gideon didn't get it in his spirit until the Lord would say, "Okay, if you don't believe what I'm saying, or if you doubt it, go down. Go down. And if you're afraid, carry a company with you, carry somebody with you. Go down to the camp." And he went down to the camp. So when God asks us to do something, some hard stuff for him, he also make a provision for us to do it.
Yes, he make a provision.
Moses and Aaron.
So don't expect to do it on your own. Don't expect that God is going to just leave you. He said he will never leave nor forsake you.
Thank you, Jesus.
He's there to guide us and to keep us and to encourage us along the way. You know, he's there to guide us, to keep us, and to encourage us along the way.
Yes, so sometimes when we're going through seasons, problems, tribulation, trials, God is there to console us. Right,
you
get divine consolation because God encourage your heart, encourage you too. Because even David, God encouraged David, although David encouraged himself in the Lord too. But God encourages us when we're going through certain situations. You get a word, right? Just cheer your spirit, or even send somebody to minister to you. So you get that encouragement. So here we can see where God said, maybe God was reading his heart, because I feel that Gideon must feel scared in a way, because he had so many men and God trimmed them down to 300. So a human, maybe in himself, he was fearful. So God said, if you are afraid to go down, God was saying, "I'm afraid."
Yes. And you see, go ahead, Sister Scott.
I imagine what fear was in Gideon's heart.
Yes.
Like we say, butterfly fluttering in his stomach,
because
oh,
he was
God.
Fearful. Yes, he was fearful of what was before him. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yes. And you see, we are the people, you know, we like to hide behind somebody, you know, we don't like to carry, pull our weight. Yeah. We want to keep
companies good to the grave. They said companies good right to the grave.
Yeah, we want to haggle. We want to waste time. So we want to make sure that somebody is doing the same assignment that we are doing. So that yeah. But the weight is now 1 to 400. Everybody have to pull their weight.
Yes.
You know, everybody have to pull their weight. Everybody is significant. You know, so don't bother believe that you are saved and sanctified, Holy Ghost filled and water baptized, and there's not a work for you to do in the kingdom of God. There is something in the kingdom of God for you to do. He don't just save you to just let you just sit down in the pew, not doing nothing, but just come lifting up holy hands and stuff. There is something in the kingdom for you to do. Everybody have to pull their weight.
Mm-hmm. Oh yes. However small.
And he knows when God see that you're not pulling your weight, he know to get you to pull your weight. You know,
of course.
Because I've never seen a time like this when everybody try to find somebody that can hold on to take them through something. You know, so they try to find who is financially stable, they can run to when they're in financial problem, who can pray down heaven and earth, so they can run to when they need a prayer to be answered right away. It's as if they're not looking at what God has placed in them, and that the same authority that the bishop would have had. You have gotten that authority through the same blood. It's the same blood that the bishop, the same power of the blood that you're using, the same blood power that the bishop is using.
You're supposed not using it.
To find pain.
Yes.
Yeah. The same faith. The same faith is the same one, the same word, the same Bible that the bishop is reading. It's the same Bible that we all are reading. The same Jesus Christ who is crucified is the same one that we are serving. It's the same. You know, so you and I have that power in us as well.
Yes.
So when your midnight hour come and you are supposed to cry out to God, when you call the bishop and he doesn't pick up the phone because he's sleeping, you have that authority to call down heaven.
Yes.
Just the same because... Yes.
Because
people of God were effective.
Brother Everton, you know what? Some people believe if the pastor don't pray for them, they can't be healed. But anybody, any Christian at all can pray for you, and you can pray for yourself too.
Amen.
Anybody can pray for you. But they believe if pastor don't come and touch them.
Any believing person, any believing Christian pray for you.
Yes, any believing Christian pray for you with faith believing.
Yes, anyone. I can call and
feel that this pastor
pray for me for any purpose. I can call on Sister Ava. I can call on Sister Bess.
Yes.
Pray for me because such and such.
Yes.
Only
hallelujah.
Believe. Only believe.
Praise God.
Yeah, the fervent effectual prayer of the righteous avail it much. Bless the Lord.
Oh,
Amen. All right, Sister Candisa, are you available to read for us Judges 7, 12 to 15?
Sure. Good night, everyone.
Good night, Sister.
The Midianites, the Amalekites, and all the other eastern peoples had settled in the valley, thick as locusts. Their camels could no more be counted than the sand on the seashore. Gideon arrived just as a man was telling a friend his dream. "I had a dream," he was saying. "A round loaf of barley bread came tumbling into the Midianite camp. It struck the tent with such force that the tent overturned and collapsed." His friend responded, "This can be nothing other than the sword of Gideon, son of Joash, the Israelite. God has given the Midianites and the whole camp into his hands. When Gideon heard the dream and its interpretation, he bowed down and worshipped. He returned to the camp of Israel and called out, "Get up, the Lord has given the Midianite camp into your hands."
Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. Bless the Lord. That is something that just happened there. You know, he said, they say, a loaf of barley bread tumbled into the camp of the Midianites. You know what the barley bread is? It's the worst of all breads. It's the poorest of all bread.
Alison asked me the same, but I never know what it is. She said, the loaf of barley bread. And I say, I would have to look it up.
Mm. Yeah, it's the lowest of all bread. You know, it's it's something that they would feed. The barley bread is something that the barley wheat or barley that those are like the riffraff that they would feed their dogs, and the animal with.
Useless.
It's a useless piece of bread.
Yeah, useless.
And the guy dreamed and said, "There's a loaf of barley bread stumble into the camp and disturb everything that is in it."
Then get worried now. But when you look on, go further. When we look on, it is that I feel now. Gideon worshiped God because he knew that the battle God gave the enemy, put the enemy into his hands. But as I was saying before, that maybe Gideon was afraid and fearful, and as Auntie said, butterflies in his stomach, you know, or in trembling and worried because his army reduced to 300. But here we can see now that Gideon was encouraged because he heard the dream.
Yes. Gather strength.
Yes, and gain strength now.
Jesus.
Yes, but look at it.
Yes.
Look at it. Look at it, sister. Look at it. God would have been speaking to Gideon from chapter 6. God would have said, "You're going to lick them down as one man." God would have said, "I give you them into your hand." And it look at it now. It takes a little man with a little dream of interpreting dream to Gideon. He really believe.
Yes. So give him that push. That courage. Yes,
that's a revelation from God.
A push. Hallelujah.
Come on, praise God.
Yeah, it takes a little man.
It takes a little man in the street. The little man in the street.
To say that, and I want to tell you that it was no accident that that man dreamt that dream that night. Dream.
No,
it was no accident that he would have told his friend the dream at that exact time when Gideon was eavesdropping.
God is at work. God is at work.
Worried.
Yeah, it was no accident. That Gideon came at the exact time when he overheard the man telling the dream.
But I feel now God allow it to happen. If I go back around to when God told him to take his Purah, your servant. God knew that sending him because God knew that he was setting up something for him to hear.
I believe that Gideon was given an assurance that they will be victorious.
Yes.
Yes. From the beginning, Gideon felt himself incompetent because he said he was the least in his father's house.
Right. So that's an assurance.
Yes. He said, I'm the least in my father's house. Right. He didn't big up himself. He didn't big up himself.
Yes. Amen, amen, amen. It is so sweet.
Huh? Are you going to use me? Sweet, hallelujah. Sweet.
Praise God.
Ah, boy. It is so sweet to trust in Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
You know, look what the Lord has done. A loaf of barley bread stumbled into the Midianite camp and disrupt everything that is in it.
I give you that.
Yeah, that's Gideon. And they say, but that's the sword of Gideon. They would have heard about him. They would have heard about him. You know, and you know, and his name was mentioned in the enemy's camp. I wonder how many of your names, how many of us names are in the on the bulletin board of the enemy's camp right now.
Jesus. Once you said Jesus, your name is there.
Oh Jesus.
Lord.
If you're not growing, if your name is not down on that bulletin board in the enemy's camp, you're not growing, you know. When they can say, have you ever heard Brother Scott pray. And they say, yeah, you better leave that one alone. Have you ever heard Sister Camille? You better leave that alone. Have you ever heard Sister Lynette praying? You better leave her alone. You know, when your name can be mentioned in the enemy's camp and say, leave that one alone, you know.
Yes.
Leave Sister Joan Campbell alone. Leave Sister Grant alone. You know, when your name can be dear in the enemy's camp and they can look at it and say, leave that one alone, you know.
Leave that one.
Yes. That's a mighty man of valor. You know, yeah, so Gideon's name was in the enemy's camp. And when he heard the confirmation, he praised God.
That was confirmation. That dream was confirmation.
Yes, he praised God.
In winning the victory. Yeah.
Yes. Amen. So we're going to close off this tonight. Streaming is tonight.
Hey,
I don't want to take you out.
It just started. It's finished already. So sweet. Hey. Jesus.
Yeah, I don't want to take you out of your comfort zone.
Thank you, Jesus.
You know, I could go on because we still have until verse 25. But we'll pick up on it next week.
Discussion, yeah.
Everyone is in agreement with that. Pick up next week.
Yes.
So we'll stop here, and it just feels sweet.
Just as it gets sweet.
It's a good place to stop.
Man,
it's a nice place to stop as people.
And talk about things of God.
Yeah.
As people and talk about the things of God.
Hallelujah. Yeah. I don't know how much you enjoy listening to this message, but I enjoy preparing it. It takes a lot to prepare it, but I have some moments in the preparation that I would smile to myself, and I know. I would smile to myself and say, look at God working. Mm-hmm. You know, yeah. So bless God for you all. Oh, thank God. Before I go, any feedback from the floor? Anyone have anything to share before Sister Camille would close off for us?
I can only say I praise God for your effort and that you have caused this Bible study to be going on. And I noticed that it's been successful. It's going on. God is with us. Yes.
Amen.
Sweeter and sweeter every Saturday. Every Saturday, getting deeper and deeper. Deeper and deeper. And I pray that some souls are saved through this Bible study. Some souls are saved.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Amen. Yes,
Yes.
I don't know about you all, but I'm a New Testament guy. A lot of people find it hard to learn from the Old Testament, but the Lord would have lead us into the Old Testament so we can get.
Yeah.
Because you know the Old Testament is the New Testament concealed. Is the New Testament the New Testament is concealed in the Old Testament,
the
Old Testament is revealed in the New Testament.
Yes, it's leading right into the New Testament.
And remember, you know, Jesus always go back to the Old Testament.
Yes.
So the New Testament is built upon the Old Testament.
Amen.
Yes, Mary, it is.
Yes. So there is so much that we can learn. Forget about the big words. Forget about the words that are hard to pronounce. It's not big words. Mm-hmm. The words that are hard to pronounce in the Old Testament. Just read on it from it what you can understand. You know, we'll get back to the break it down and stuff. The big names. The names that don't even make sense. Yeah, but put that aside, and from there you can flesh out some things that can help save your soul.
Just go through.
Yeah, and give you strength.
The Holy Spirit lead you deeper into it.
Yes, and give you strength.
The same God of the Old Testament is the God of the New Testament.
Hallelujah.
He was at work in the Old Testament, and Jesus is just confirming the Old Testament.
Amen, amen, amen to God. God be the glory. Before Sister Camille come, I welcome you all again in the name of Jesus. I welcome any first time member on here tonight. I give God thanks for you, and I welcome you to come back this and every Saturday at 8 to 9. We try not to keep you later than 9. You know, so come, hear a word from the Lord, able to strengthen you in times. You know, we have 20 people online. Yes, we have a bigger group than this, but some people, because of work and other reasons, they are not able to be on every time, every week. Welcome, Sister Dimple. Bless the Lord for you, Sister Karen. Sister Karen, right? Sister Karen was the first one to join. Bless the Lord, Sister Karen.
Dimple. Not here.
Oh, Sister Karen, she is on mute. Bless the Lord. Brother Jamal, bless the Lord for your Sister Monique. Danique, bless the Lord, bless the Lord, bless the Lord. And anyone else who is here for the first time or have been on for a long time, we bless God for you.
Yes,
Sister Karen? Sister Karen?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Bless the Lord. Amen, 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 amen. So, amen. Sister Camille, over to you.
Praise God.
Bless the name of Jesus. Good night, everyone. We bless the Lord.
Good night, sister. Hallelujah.
For an awesome night, you know, in His presence, the Word of God is so filling. I was sitting here and I was just eating. It's not very often that I get to be behind the scenes to eat. So I was just really feasting on the word tonight, Deacon. I bless the Lord for you and for this ministry. It leaves a sweet taste in my mouth. When you finish eating and you have the dessert on the plate and you eat, when you finish sweetness in your mouth. And you know, that's what it feels like. And it's not just the sweetness, you know, you would have left with a full stomach. You know, if you eat too much cake, your stomach gets upset. So the food is there. It's just that when you leave, there's a sweetness in your mouth. It feels like you want to go back to the word, to delve deeper. You know, when I hear, I'm going to read ahead of you, Deacon, because I didn't get a chance this week. And I'm like, no, sir, next week now come. And I'm not prepared, you know. So I bless the Lord for you, Deacon, and I bless the Lord for this ministry and all the members who are a part of it. You know, we continue to pray for the ministry in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
As I get ready to pray, is there anyone with a request that you would like me to be praying for tonight in Jesus' name? Just let indicate so I can know.
Could you please pray for Sister Heather? Mention her name.
Amen.
What?
Amen. Praise God.
And Gary. Go
ahead. Andre Jackson, a young man who had a heart attack recently.
Okay. Andre Jackson.
Hallelujah. Bless
the Lord. Sister Scott, you said pray for Heather Scott and for Gary Scott?
Yes, both.
Bless the Lord. I'm just recording it so I remember. Hallelujah. I ask you to just agree with me as I pray.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Divine God and our Father, our friend, our precious friend, the one who we can come to, Lord Jesus Christ. And Lord God Almighty, you hear us from your holy heaven and you answer us when we cry.
Yes,
we thank
Lord.
You tonight, Almighty God, for your presence. We thank you, Lord, for the awesome privilege that we have to dwell in your presence. Because truly, Almighty God, being a part of this platform, being a part of this ministry, Lord Jesus Christ, we experience your presence tonight.
Oh, truly, God. Hallelujah.
you are here with us and know that we are here, Jesus Christ. We're able to eat of your word, Lord, so that we can leave tonight with your word in our hearts, Lord God Almighty. We thank you for this opportunity. God, I thank you for this ministry, Lord Jesus Christ, that you have allowed, you have laid it on Deacon Scott's heart to form, Jesus. God Almighty, I know many souls have been blessed. I know many souls are waiting to be birthed as a result of this ministry. And yes, Lord God, we thank you that you have activated it. And we thank you that your presence is with us as we go through. We thank you, Lord God Almighty, that right now you are summoning souls. You're calling them, Almighty God, right now to surrender. Lordship of Jesus, through your word, we know the power of your word. The word of God
is sharp,
is powerful. Mighty God, sharper than any
sword.
Mighty God, it asunder the joint, marrow, and heart. Heart and mind. Yes, and so tonight, Almighty God, we pray in the name of Jesus Christ that as your word is released, oh God, it will, oh God, it will go out and capture the heart. It will accomplish, God, what it set out to do, so that, Lord God, you may be glorified above all. Pray tonight, God Almighty, for this, thanking you for this word that you have given unto us. Lord, we are reminded tonight that you don't need big numbers to do great.
Oh, God.
Lord, you reduce Gideon's army, mighty God, from 32,000, Lord God Almighty, to 300, mighty
Jesus.
Hallelujah, God Almighty. You prove to us tonight, Lord, through this word, that the strength is not in the big numbers. The strength comes from you,
God.
Mighty God. And so whenever we are reduced in certain situations, whenever our strength, our physical strength is reduced in situations, Lord, it's for us to increase our dependence upon
Jesus.
You. Mighty God. Hallelujah. And so we thank you for that word tonight. We rest in that assurance, Lord. We thank you, Almighty God, for reminding us through your word that obedience and faith can lead to victory. Jesus. Mighty God,
yes,
even
Lord.
When the odds seem impossible. And so we thank you for that word, Lord. We pray, God Almighty, that as we continue, it will continue to rest in our hearts, God, providing that support that we need to push forward as children of God. Mighty God, I lift up to you tonight, your children who are in need of prayer. I lift up to you, Sister Scott, Jesus Christ, your daughter, your handmaid, your chosen, as I pray to you, Almighty God. I pray that you will intervene in her situations, whatever they are, Lord God Almighty. We submit them to you. Magnitude of the situation. We know the strength is not in the, you know, how big it is. The strength is in you and what you are capable of. Mighty, that you will release, oh God, your strength in this situation, that your power, oh God, will be manifested in her life, that, Lord, she will come back to be able to testify, oh God Almighty, of your goodness, testify of the power of God
that
was in her life, in the name of Jesus. I give to your brother Gary Scott tonight, Lord Jesus. You know everything concerning your son.
Jesus.
You know, mighty God, every intricate detail, oh God, of his life. You know, God Almighty, what causes him to be disappointed, what causes him to be oppressed. You know, Almighty God, what causes him to be happy. Everything about him, every intimate detail, you are aware of. And so as I submit him to you, Lord, I submit every intricate detail to you as well. I pray that your hand will be upon Brother Gary in the name of
Jesus Christ.
I pray that every situation that appears to be wrong, you will make it right tonight in the name
of
Jesus. We stand tonight firm, God Almighty, on your promises, and I declare over your servant tonight in the name of Jesus that he shall experience victory. He shall walk in victory. The enemy, mighty God, will not triumph over him, but he will, in the name of Jesus Christ, walking in this season of victory, in this season of abundance, in the name of Jesus. It doesn't matter how the situation looks with the naked eye, mighty God, we are believing in you. We are trusting in you. We are holding
promises that you are going to deliver. You are going to see him through. You are going to allow him to be able, Lord God Almighty, to experience you in newness of life in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Tonight, Almighty God, we declare victory over him and we call it done in the name of Jesus Christ. Father, I pray for Andrea Jackson. God, your son, who have experienced a heart attack. Lord God Almighty, the God who makes every fiber of our beings, every organ, the one who wires us with veins and arteries. Mighty God, you are the God who allows the blood to flow, God Almighty, through our veins, from the heart to the valve. Mighty God, every chamber that makes up the heart, you know, mighty God, even more than we do. And so as I surrender him to you, Lord, I surrender his heart. I pray, God Almighty, against every blockage. I pray against every instigator of this, heart attack in the name of Jesus Christ. Yes, that it's like you reduce, God Almighty, Gideon's army, the strength of arrest. Used to not in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I pray, mighty God, that the blood of Jesus, which acts an antidote, oh God Almighty, any sickness, any ailment that we may encounter, I pray that blood will begin to flow, oh God Almighty, those chambers will begin to pump, oh God, in his heart, oh God, and go through his being, bringing full recovery in the name of Jesus. There's any hole in his heart, if there's any abnormality with the details of it, I pray for you, the blood of Jesus, to bring forth healing right now, God, in the name of Jesus Christ. Jesus. I feel it, mighty God, if it's beyond repair. I pray that the angels of heaven, the medical team of heaven right now, will begin to swoop down to his location, will perform God Almighty surgery in the realm of the spirit, God, to remove that heart, Jesus, and replace it, Almighty God, with a new heart, free from complications, free from, oh God Almighty, abnormalities, free from Jesus Christ, from the ability to experience heart attack in the name of Jesus Christ. Lord, this young man will be drawn close to you in an intimate relationship with you. If he's an unsaved, Lord, let him experience salvation.
Oh God,
new level, mighty God, new realms in you, Jesus. As you reveal yourself to him in every intricate detail, oh God Almighty, that you carry with the power of the Holy Spirit. Mighty God, I thank you for your presence within this ministry. I pray, God, that it will continue to grow from strength to strength. I pray that you will anoint your man servant, Lord, as he leads this ministry to the power of the Holy Spirit. I pray that he's weak, Lord, as he digs in your word, that you will give him strength, that you will give him juice. Mighty God, because I've been in this situation. I know it's not easy to prepare, but God Almighty, I know it is possible through your strength. And so, God, I know the strength will fail. So, God, let your strength right now be activated in his life in the name of Jesus. God, as he pours out, I pray that you will replenish him, recharge him, rejuvenate him. God, refresh him. Oh, God, fill him, God, that as he comes everywhere.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Come from the Lord, in the name of Jesus. Lord, yes, he's a carrier, he's a vessel. But Lord God Almighty, let the word that he brings, oh God, be manifested in his physical life. Let it be manifested on the job, in his family life. Oh God, in every era of his life, bring the words out to a manifestation that he may know you, mighty God, on a deeper, more intimate level. In the name of Jesus Christ, mighty God, we realize through this ministry as he continues to surrender to you in the name of Jesus. God, I thank you even now that you are saving souls through this ministry. I thank you for providing the food that they need to feed their spiritual beings through this ministry, Almighty God. And I pray that if any unsaved is online tonight, God, that yes, you God. As you knock on the door of their hearts, Lord,
yes, Jesus,
that God
yes,
Almighty,
Jesus,
they will surrender.
Yes,
hallelujah
yes,
to the Lordship of Jesus.
Yes, Lord,
God Almighty, Jesus. Cause
hallelujah.
A thing to come over
yes,
them.
God.
Jesus, hallelujah. And
hallelujah.
Sensitive to the Holy Spirit, Jesus. Oh God, let them surrender, Jesus.
Jesus.
And those who are in the valley of decision, Lord, trying to determine, should I surrender, should I not? Oh, this sin
Jesus.
Feels good, but I want to serve God. And they're back and forth and unwavering in their mind.
God.
I pray, God,
oh,
for a made up mind tonight
Jesus.
In the name of
Jesus.
Jesus.
Name of Jesus.
Tonight, Lord, let me want to snatch them up, pull them, and to remove
Jesus.
The conviction that the Holy Spirit
oh,
has placed
God.
On them. Let those forces in the realm of the Spirit be cut with the sword of God now. In the name of Jesus Christ, absolute
Jesus.
Surrender. We are declaring over them in the
Jesus.
Name of Jesus. Oh God Almighty, let them may have a made up mind. Let them be steadfast. Let our God Almighty make the decision that I am going to serve Almighty God.
Hallelujah.
I am going to step out in boldness. I will no
hallelujah.
Longer, hallelujah, be a slave
thank
to
you,
the
Jesus.
Devil. I am choosing tonight to walk out in the salvation oh, that God offers in
hallelujah.
The name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Let them be bold,
yes,
Almighty
Lord.
God.
Hallelujah.
Let them make that decision. God, you see, a double-minded man is unstable in all his ways.
Oh, God. Hallelujah.
That double-mindedness, oh, God Almighty, and give them the heart of God, mind
yes,
of God. That they may surrender to the power of God,
yes,
the Lordship of Jesus Christ, and
hallelujah.
The salvation in the name
of
Jesus.
Amen.
Jesus.
Thank you for blessing
amen.
Each one on the platform tonight, Lord. Thank you for your presence. And as we
hallelujah.
Depart one from another, go with us, Lord, that we, even though we are separated, we will still go carry your presence with us and spend even more time with you in reflection. Opening up to the God Almighty, the Holy Spirit, that He may minister to us in the name of Jesus Christ.
Jesus.
Thank you for
amen.
Hearing tonight.
Amen.
Thank you for answering. Hallelujah.
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 Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yes, mighty God, we bless you and we praise you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Is there anyone online tonight?
Hallelujah.
Would want to say yes to Jesus. You want to turn your life over to Him. Is there any unsaved here that would say yes to Jesus? I surrender. We want to say it publicly. You know, we have a young converts, a new converts class that we would invite you to attend. You know, a new converts class where we teach you, where we feed you with milk.
Uh-huh.
You know, so you can grow in Christ, and we pray that for your strength. Is there any such one here tonight?
Glory to God. That the invitation.
Praise
hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. All right. So may the peace of God the Father, the peace of God the Son, rest, remain, and abide with us all now and forevermore. Amen.
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 Bless
amen.
The Lord. Greet somebody
amen.
As you
amen.
Go.
Amen. Bless the Lord.
Amen.
Bless the Lord.
Have a blessed
Lord.